B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's a Rap Party podcast. Yesterday, you got an exclusive on the Rap Party where Roy said that he's going to become a foster parent. Today on the show, we found out...
I'm not going to become a foster parent.
And I don't think he said he was going to become a foster parent. He said that he had the opportunity...
Hold on, nobody can hear you.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, talk now, Lauren.
I said he didn't say that he was going to become a foster parent yesterday on the Rap Party. He said he had the opportunity to become one.
And I... got an email here from the foster care worker agent.
Oh, a new one?
Yeah, well, she's out of the office until the 29th.
Oh, well, that doesn't do well for the people in foster care.
Yeah, well, what does that mean for this poor kid? Mm-hmm. Because she's on vacation? Which, by the way, what's she doing? Why does she need to be on from work? Why is she out of the office? There's a coronavirus.
How dare she travel? I don't know. You know, it's just, it's so funny to me because you're put in this position that you didn't ask to be put in. It's like the whole COVID-19 thing. We're dealing with this, but we didn't ask to be put in it. You are asked to be like, hey, would you be interested if you have any questions?
Well, what I think, sometimes what I believe is that when God gave me psoriasis, he wanted to give me constant stressors that would make it worse over and over and over again. From the IRS audit to education to my house purchase that was falling into pieces.
Your real estate class, your mom and your dad not following CDC rules.
No, and my mom's sick.
You really have had a hell of a few months. You need a Valium.
I really have. And my mom's really sick today. The text message I got, she's in the worst pain of her life, worse than labor.
Oh.
And it's like they want to give me whatever else they could throw on top.
Yeah. It's like you're going to go home today and Sterling has padlocked the house and kicked you out.
Oh, I would just break down. I think I'd call you guys and be like, I don't know what to do.
Uncle.
Well, I know someone that's looking for a roommate, so that's good news.
You've been able to move right in with her. I guess.
That's true.
I wonder if you can financially help.
The kid?
Like if you don't actually
help other kids,
if you don't physically foster this child, can you?
What are you going to do? Put him up in a hotel room?
Well, no, but I one time paid for this kid's daycare because her parents couldn't afford it, and I felt bad, so I put money towards that. I could do something like that.
Amanda and I sponsor a child in Africa.
Yeah,
and through a company called Be Free, it's Amanda's friend's company, and so we got a picture sent to us that she graduated. And like Amanda's like, we just put her through school and we're putting our next person through school. And I go, well, how much is that costing us? You know?
Yeah, because here in America.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it's like $250 a year.
Yeah, it's not like
$25 in a month can feed a kid, clothe them, and send them to school.
Yeah, she went through school for 20. We sponsored her. We're sponsoring another child. You want to move to Africa to go through school?
Yeah.
You're missing the point, Roy. Oh. The point is that maybe you can help someone rather than actually taking them and bringing them down here. Because we still really didn't even talk about the whole Sterling thing. He's like, oh, yeah, it could be okay, but...
I think Sterling is afraid to say his true feelings.
Of course he is. He probably doesn't even know his true feelings.
Yeah.
Anybody would be afraid to say no. Because then you look like the jerk.
100%.
I love...
So Sterling doesn't want to share his true feelings.
I love the fact that, like, Roy's ex-love child is going to show up at the house, like, on top of this.
I mean, there was a moment when I first read that, I was like, is this saying that I had sex with a woman and this is my child? Like, is that what this thing is saying?
Well, update us as soon as you find out from the people what's going on.
I don't know. Well, yeah. Well, hopefully I won't have too many ulcers or anything by then.
Roy's going to come back on Thursday and be like, I'm a proud foster parent. It's happening.
Are you going to see me come in my new baby boy?
Yeah, I mean, we don't even know the age or anything.
No, we don't.
Wow. And then, Loren, we talked about you a little bit yesterday where we were talking about how brides are doing this really cool thing where they're buying each other items off their wedding registry because their weddings have been pushed. Yeah. And you were like, yo, what about me? What about all pregnant moms over here?
Yeah, because, I mean, here's the thing. Weddings can be pushed off. You know, you can celebrate your wedding another time. Like, once you're pregnant, that baby's coming. There's nothing you can do about it.
No, right. And for you, it's a second baby. So you were going to do, like, a sprinkle kind of cocktail get-together, which we would love because she would do it up, you know.
Right.
Cater that thing.
Yeah.
Bloody Mary bar.
Yeah. I mean, my first baby shower was bubbles and bourbon. That was the theme.
Yeah. And that's not happening this year.
No.
But a listener called in and said that she would help throw a Zoom sprinkle for you.
I know. That was really, really sweet of her.
Said she felt like she connected with you.
Well, let's talk with Carly, Lorraine. Carly, welcome to the Mania Roar on the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, Carly.
So my mom recently did a virtual baby shower for one of her good friends she works with. And at first, the mama was like, you know, like you said, it's going to be different. It's not going to feel the same as having, like, your friends and family with you. Mm-hmm. But what they did was, you know, they did it on live on Facebook, and all of her, her immediate family members, they recorded little videos to share with the mom on that day. But, you know, I was thinking while I was on hold how you're feeling bad for not only your friends, but a lot of the first-time moms that are going through this time. Like, how neat would it be able to put together a large virtual baby shower where everyone could post and, you know, the community as a whole kind of help all these new mamas?
Yeah, that's true, because that's what I feel. Like I said, I have a lot from our first baby, and it's the first-time moms that I really feel for because they're going into this blind.
Yeah, I know. I had my boy about 9 months ago, and I can't imagine what I would have done if I didn't have a baby shower. So definitely think that these virtual showers are a good opportunity to help out in that area.
I could hear Roy's inside when Carly said, I think we need to do a giant virtual one. I could hear Roy's inside going, no, because we have so many things on the table. It's like, Carly's like, why don't you guys throw a virtual first-time baby shower for everyone?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, for everyone. We'll get 900 people on the virtual. And, Roy, you could be in charge of the microphones, turning on everybody's mic and shutting it off.
No, hang on. You're right. I don't want to produce it, but I think it's a great idea.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Exactly. Exactly. Carly, actually, first of all, if we don't talk about what we're doing, nobody else will. So let's just lay out what's going on in the Mania Roar and Lorraine Show life. We're doing Feed the Frontline Fridays, which we've done for the last couple weeks. And on this Friday, we're doing another drop. Roy dropped off at Novant Besante Pizza this past Friday. We're also planning on doing something with these masks. We have thousands of masks, and we have 10 different ways we want to give them away. Mm-hmm. But we're going to give these masks out at some point. And now we're already on the horizon of, like, we're planning something really cool for the graduates who aren't going to be able to get their day.
That's awesome.
And we have Operation Kids Care, Manny. Don't forget about that.
Operation Kids Care was the original thing we kicked off on, like, March 20th. Yep, we're writing.
You know what? You're
cards.
Right. We're doing too much.
Bring it down.
Stop, Roy.
And we have our own Lorraine, Carly, who's pregnant, and we can't even do a sprinkle for her.
Well, you know what? Can I host one for Lorraine?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
Because I would love that. You guys, you honestly, since I have moved to Charlotte, I really have leaned into this radio station and found a sense of home in it. And so, Lorraine, I would love to do that for you if you would let me.
You've
wow,
for
Carly,
3 minutes
I'm
and 9 seconds.
Speechless.
Come on.
I mean, thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, whatever I need to do, I would love to be able to help you out.
Wow, Carly, you are amazing.
Now, Carly, you see you've left Lorraine speechless, which doesn't happen often.
I know.
I was like, hello?
Roy and I will show up, so will Nicole. But, yeah, if you want to run it, that would be awesome. We just don't have that energy.
I would honestly be more than happy. In this time, I'm trying to help people who I can help. You know, we don't always have all the free time that we can, even though we are in quarantine. So, yeah, I would love to be able to do that for you.
Oh, my gosh, Carly, I'm going to cry. That's, I think, the sweetest thing anyone's ever done for me. Manny with the music. Thank you. Really work the tears on a pregnant Monday.
Trying to milk those tears out. Oh, Carly, that's so nice of you. Where'd you move from?
Wilmington.
Carly moved from Wilmington and threw a sprinkle for Loren. Merely 3 months after she heard the first Manny Roy and Loren show, the connection is real.
Carly, how long have you been here?
It's been about 2 years now.
Oh, my gosh. Is this the first time we've talked to you?
It is. And, you know, I was just thinking this is the first time I've ever actually been able to get through to a radio show.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
So you know, sometimes
I'm falling into place perfectly.
This is wonderful. We're glad you're calling in, and we're glad you're part of the show. And you can call us whenever you want.
Aw, I love hearing that. Thank you.
Seriously, because that's three of us just yapping our heads off. That's boring. That's crap. But when we get to talk to you guys, the stars of the show, we get to bring you on. That's what we love to do. We love to know what's going on in people's lives.
Carly, since you're in and you're hosting this Sprinkle for Loren, ask for the baby's name.
Oh, we don't have one yet.
I think I know what it is.
We really don't have a baby name
yet. She keeps saying that they don't have one, but I know the name.
We have two names that we really like.
It's Benjamin.
It's not.
Crap.
It's Coronatin. All right, Carly.
I have this awful feeling that we're not going to decide until we're like in the delivery room.
Well, Carly can't make signs and stuff for the Zoom sprinkle. If you can't tell her, you have to tell her the name.
We
can one-off it.
All right. Okay. Carly, thank you so much. Tell Carly thank you.
Thank you so much, Carly.
No problem. Thank you guys for everything you guys do for me throughout the week.
Thanks, Carly. Appreciate that. I put her back on hold. Let Nicole get her information. She doesn't need to do that, but if
she really wants to
want to step in and say hi to her, you can.
That is so sweet.
You know, and maybe Loren, you host a big Facebook bridal party, and you just...
Yeah.
You
not
have
a
her
party,
be
bud.
Your guest. I'm sorry. Whatever.
Sprinkle.
Baby shower. Sprinkle.
Thank you. Sprinkle. And then you just have her co-host it with you.
This would come back to bite us, too, because in like 3 years from now, we'll say something and Loren will go, oh, just like the time you guys didn't throw a sprinkle and Carly had to do it. Loren, Roy and I would also like to throw you a sprinkle as well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I should do.
What is it? Tell us what a sprinkle is.
Wait, do you want me to tell you?
No, I'm kidding. Why do they call it a sprinkle, I wonder?
Because it's not as big
as
the first.
Because it's not a shower.
Oh,
like a shower is
no
like
shit.
You shower somebody with gifts. A sprinkle is like, hey, they still need a couple things.
Is it really? Is that why they call it a shower? You shower them with gifts?
Yeah.
Whoa, my mind is blown. I had no idea.
Really?
But that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you shower with them love, shower with gifts.
Okay.
Do they do the same thing for their second wedding, bridal sprinkles?
No, but they should.
They say you're not supposed to give gifts, I don't think, with a second wedding.
Really?
I think you still do, bud.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because that's not fair to someone else, because that could be her first wedding.
Oh, you know, I guess that's true. If it's both, if it's one person's first wedding, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. All right, well, we're going to let Roy get out of here because he's immune compromised. And
gone are the days I'd lollygag in the studio.
Yep. There's workers here that are freaking him out.
I know. I called my boss to complain, and he was like, it's no big deal.
And Power 98's whipping a nay-nay next door.
Yeah, they're not social distancing. Maybe I shouldn't take this seriously. Maybe I should
just... Look, there goes another person.
The second you don't take it seriously, Roy, you're going to get sick. Please take it seriously. I can't have you...
At this point, I think I just want it just to see. You
just
know.
Uncle?
Oh, really?
Just go ahead and take it.
Sure.
I'm so over it. You know when you just get so over it?
I know. Do you remember when we had the lockdown? Was that April 3rd that we had our actual lockdown?
I can't remember.
Remember we played the Price is Right theme on the air?
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah.
Dude, that seems like years ago.
I know.
It's not even a month.
I know. It's been tough.
It sucks. And good thing the weather's good, so at least you can get outside and get some fresh air, take a walk. You can walk your foster child and your dog.
And my foster child.
It's like a 13-year-old Roy's trying to put him in a stroller.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's a Wrap Party Podcast, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.